Welcome, folks, as we join together for worship on this fourth Sunday after Epiphany. And just a note as we begin that we will be resuming in-person worship at Knox St. Paul's as of February 6th, so next Sunday. So we hope to see you there. And as we start this time of worship, we remember that in this region we gather on the lands of the Ungwehenwe, human beings forever, with whom we are the people of the Upper Canada Treaties of 1764 to 1836. May we live with respect on this land and live in peace, justice, and friendship with its varied peoples. Amen. Let's call each other to worship. Working through dreams and through visions, God calls us here. Working through the world around us, God calls us to action. Working through the people we encounter, God calls us to love. Working through this time of worship, God calls us to establish God's kingdom. Come, let us worship. And friends, I invite you to join with me in this opening prayer. Loving God, we come to worship today to hear your good news of faith, hope, and love. Root us in this good news so that even when the stuff of this life has us seeing in a mirror but dimly, our faith, our hope, and our love help us to live into the fullness of your grace. As we encounter your word, may we be encouraged and enlivened to live in your way. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. I invite you to turn to the words that are on your screen and sing along, or you're welcome to just listen as we sing Not for Tongues of Heaven's Angels.
Not for tongues of heaven's angels, not for wisdom to discern, not for faith that conquers mountains, for the better gift we yearn. May love be ours, O God. Love is humble, love is gentle, love is tender, true, and kind. Love is gracious, ever patient, generous of heart and mind. May love be ours, O God. Never jealous, never selfish, love will not rejoice in wrong. Never boastful nor resentful, love deceives and suffers long. May love be ours, O God. In the day this world is fading, faith and hope will play their part. But when Christ is seen in glory, love will reign in every heart. May love be ours, O God.
Our scripture today is written by Paul. It's the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 1 to 13. So Paul writes, "If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part, but when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part. Then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So it was before Christmas, I saw a meme that was going around on social media, and it said, forget putting Christ back in Christmas. I'd settle for putting Christ back in Christian. Whoever first created that, and for all those who shared it afterwards, well, they clearly have a sense that the way Christians live out their faith does not reflect the tenets of the Christian faith. The irony is, of course, that two different people with different priorities and different ways of living out their faith, but both Christian, could be pointing the finger at each other as they share that, thinking that the other does not live as a Christian should. Well, as we heard in our lesson today, Paul had something to say about what it is to be a Christian and how best to live out our faith. Now, Paul wasn't simply writing a theological treatise on the subject, but he was responding to real situations in a real community of faith. The community of faith in Corinth, as you've heard me say before, was divided. Not only were they struggling with who had the most power, who had the best spiritual gifts, but they were struggling with who had the best beliefs, who taught the best, who was the best teacher, who should they follow. People in this community of faith couldn't stand the sight of each other. They were arguing over what they could eat and what they could not eat, how they should present their bodies. Also, the financially rich would feast, and the financially poor didn't get enough to eat. In short, this was a toxic community of faith that was imploding. And into the midst of this chaos came Paul's letter with further instruction about how best to embody the Christian faith. And so we receive this scripture that has been passed down through the generations. The scripture about love. And while we think about it often as something that we read at weddings, beautiful instruction for a couple about how best to build their life together and to love each other, in reality, for those first readers of this letter, this was more like a bucket of cold water being poured over people who were fighting to get them to step back, stop fighting, and consider what being a Christian meant, and to consider what it was to love one another. The important thing to remember is love, writes Paul. And this is what love is. Love is patient, it's kind, it rejoices in truth. It does not insist on getting its own way or being the best, and it doesn't laugh or rejoice when we trip up and get things wrong. Rather, love keeps us going. Any of us who've loved someone, and I think that's all of us, well, we know that this kind of love just really isn't easy. It's not simply warm and fuzzy. It involves trying to do what is best for the whole, trying to work with each other as we seek to understand what God would want us to do, and we have different opinions on what that might be. It's trying to work with each other as we are all different and bring different gifts to the table, and those sometimes cause a bit of friction. Loving each other is hard work and it takes courage. And even still, it's what we are called to do. Love, after all, is a verb, an action word. It's not something that we just receive, but it's something that we do. We get up and get going, and we share the love of God. And as we read through this list of what love is and is not, we could also replace the word love with the word Christ. Christ is patient. Christ is kind. Christ rejoices in truth. Christ keeps going. Because all that Paul writes about love is the faith that Christ, that Jesus, lived, embodied in this life, suffered in death, and brought forth in abundance with the resurrection. So in times of stress and dissension, in times of grief and pain, in times that bog us down, kind of like the times we're living in right now, that love of Christ, well, it endures and it keeps us going. We experience that love through each other, as much as it takes courage and hard work to share it sometimes. We are able to share that love with each other. And that, my friends, is a blessing. Victor Hugo wrote in Les Misérables that to love another person is to see the face of God. So as we live through these hard times, may we have the courage to love one another. As we do, may God's face come into focus for us, so that we may not only share God's love and God's grace with each other, but experience it as well. May we be blessed to be a blessing for each other. Amen. I invite you to turn to the words on your screen and to sing along as you like, or just listen to Love is the Touch.
Love is the touch of intangible joy. Love is the force that no fear can destroy. Love is the goodness we gladly applaud. God is where love is, for love is of God. Love is the lilt in a lingering voice. Love is the hope that can make us rejoice. Love is the cure for the frightened and flawed. God is where love is, for love is of God. Love is the light in the tunnel of pain. Love is the will to be whole once again. Love is the trust of a friend on the road. God is where love is, for love is of God. Love is the maker and spirit and son. Love is the kingdom their will has begun. Love is the path which the saints all have trod. God is where love is, for love is of God.
As we open our hearts and our minds in prayer, I invite you to join in the response parts of this prayer. When I say God of love, you can respond, hear our prayer. God, your love is patient. We give you thanks for all those who have been patient with us, teaching us and caring for us in so many ways. We pray for the patience to love others as you have loved us. God of love, hear our prayer. God, your love is kind. Thank you for every unexpected gesture of kindness we have received. Give us the courage to be kind to others, serving those who seem unkind, rude, or difficult to love in these difficult days. Remind us that each one we meet is your child, our sister, or brother, or sibling, made in your image. God of love, hear our prayer. O God, your love is not arrogant, nor does it seek its own interests. Thank you for all who work to serve those who cannot fend for themselves. Strengthen those who have lost hope and confidence in their own value. Give us insight to speak the truth in love and to work for change that creates opportunities for those on the margins and respect for any who face discrimination. We pray, O God, for your church in all its forms and for those who serve you in every day and every age. Remembering our local prayer cycle, today we pray for Fountain Gate Christian Assembly and Pastor Brad Montenson, who leads them. Remembering our regional prayer cycle, we pray for Bell's Corners United Church and Reverend Kim Vidal, who pastors them, along with their ministry candidate, Lori Lowes. God of love, hear our prayer. God, your love is not quick-tempered, and so we thank you for every occasion when someone spared us from their anger. We pray for those who are filled with anger and for all around them who face or fear violence. Raise up advocates for children and elders who are abused and rescue those who are trapped in relationships that injure and harm. In our own country, we continue to pray for all who are affected by the continued discovery of burial sites near former residential schools, as well as the intergenerational trauma impacts of these discoveries and of the residential school system itself. We pray also for the nations around the world as we all seek peace and justice and an end to this pandemic. Following our ecumenical prayer cycle, we pray for the countries of Algeria, Libya, Morocco, Western Sahara, and Tunisia. Receiving information from our world news, we also continue to pray for the country of Togo as it continues the post-volcanic cleanup, and for Ukraine as the tensions that keep growing there between NATO countries and Russia. God of love, hear our prayer. God, your love bears all things. It never fails. We thank you for those we have loved in this life and who now dwell in the peace and joy of your presence. Let your comfort settle on those who are bereaved or lonely this day. We remember before you those with heavy burdens, many cares, much stress, and all those who journey alone. Open our eyes to those in need around us and show us how to offer support and companionship for the sake of Christ, our friend and our Savior, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And so, my friends, as we leave our screens, may you know God's love with every fiber of your being. May the blessing of God, our Creator, Christ, our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, our Sanctifier, be with you now and always. Amen.